It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
How I know of Toledo, Ohio. Well, I spent a week there one day.
Oh.
They've got entertainment.
Oh, you're hurting
me. To
dazzle
your eyes. Go visit the bakery and watch the buns rise.
You?
Oh, but let's not forget.
You can't believe the grief I'm getting from people from Ohio.
Gave us. Well, we got this song was sent to us by one of our listeners that said, I immediately thought of this song when you were talking about Ohio. And I looked around. You know, there's some things that we did not realize were in Ohio. The House of Trash.
We missed it. We waste our time.
Made
with
entirely
Wilbur Wright.
Of yeah. tires, cans, bottles, and reclaimed barn wood. The world's largest apple basket.
And there's something about erasers on there,
just,
too?
The Pencil Sharpener Museum.
Oh, okay.
And that's not a joke.
Wall of gum.
That, there really is one. That, and it's in Ohio.
Things that swallowed. Over 100 objects that doctor kept from local residents that were swallowed, including a set of dentures, rubber hose, diaper pen.
Oh, please,
aren't you glad we live in Arizona where we can do an Arizona hour?
You know, that would be hard to do in Ohio.
It'd be hard to do 1 hour on Ohio. And Jennifer and I had been there recently to visit my daughter and her husband, who's stationed at Wright-Patterson Air
Force Base. And the grandkids, the best part.
And the grandkids. And I had been to Columbus years ago, and I called it the most boring city on the planet. And so going to Dayton, I wasn't riveted. You know, I was just, oh, boy, we're going to Dayton. But I tell you what, here is a full official military American salute to the city of Dayton. That city has a lot going for it. I didn't go downtown, but between the Wright Brothers Museums, the Carolyn Park, the Wright-Patterson Aviation Museum is almost unbelievable. We went to Neil Armstrong's hometown on the day, the 50th anniversary day of his walk, and we got to see astronauts and shake their hand. I mean, I reignited my infatuation with aviation and space just being in Dayton for a week. So, but I am getting a lot of flack from people from Ohio. Look, if Ohio was so great, all you people wouldn't be here mad at me.
Back here in Arizona,
yes.
Quickly, our true and false section for a pair of Arizona State Park passes, the General Crook Trail, part of which goes through the Verde Valley, was named after General Crook. And in the movie Geronimo, an American legend portrayed by Gene Hackman as Brigadier General George Crook, reads a forced resignation letter to his tracker, Al Sieber, which is Gus McCrae. And Al asks, is there nothing to be done? And Hackman replies, nothing. Graceful retirement for a general that could not catch Geronimo. True or false, was that the end of George Crook's career?
Okay.
Text the answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. Send you 2 Arizona State Parks passes to any one of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Dead Horse State Park, and we're going to tell you how that got its name a little later.
And General Crook was an incredible engineer, not just which he used in his pathfinding experiences, but there's a lot about that general that's to be respected, well as our in-studio guest, Mr. Don Wright.
I think he wants to jump in on it.
Oh, yeah, because I was a military reenactor for 20 years.
I didn't
doing
know
the
that.
Indian Wars stuff. So General Crook is one of my heroes.
Oh.
He changed military tactics in Arizona with the diamond hitch for putting together packs on mules. He could load cannons on mules.
He was almost court-martialed for overloading the mules. At the time, the Army regulations, I think, were 150 pounds per mule. And he got it up to like 300 pounds.
Right.
With no saddle sores, no animal exhaustion. And he had to defend himself.
It was the diamond hitch. He used heliographs, putting them on tops of mountains, using solar energy to flash Morse code from fort to fort. And that's how he stayed ahead of the Apaches. And then he used Apaches to catch Apaches. He used the intertribal conflict to get scouts to help him find the other tribes. So well, it was amazing.
Here we are dipping into the reservoir of knowledge of Mr. Don Ryden, renowned renowned architect, author of Mid-Sidri, Marvels, Commercial Architecture of Phoenix, 1945 to 75. And it's just a pleasure to always have you. And I will tell you this, Don. There was a few years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, we had you in every Saturday for one whole month. And we just talked about the evolution of housing in Arizona. And I'm going to tell you, those are four of my most favorite broadcasts of 30 years of doing this show.
No kidding. Well, that's an honor. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, your reservoir of knowledge is unbelievable. So we've been talking about the Tempe upside-down pyramid city hall. There's another city that turned the pyramid right side up. And we're going to talk about that by the same architect, why he did it, and what it accomplished, right here at Rosie on the House.